Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Thing the way we do, how she do, and y'all know what time it is. Ain't nobody but the fabulous, the fabulous Lady T, and guess what, y'all? She gonna let me ride with her today, man. She gonna let me roll with her. DMV Kale here on Kale's Corner. How you, T?
There you go. Hey, bro, what's going on?
Man, I can't call it, man. I can't call it. I'm up, then I'm down, then I'm back up again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm here. You know. That situation that I had you all praying for last week finally took place on Sunday morning. My lady's mom gained her wings. You know what I mean? Went on to watch over us from heaven. So, you know, it's been, like I say, it's been trying up and down, back and forth weekend. How was yours?
You know, it's the same when you called and told me. It was sad from that point on. I had to say a couple of prayers. You know, everything was looking a little gloomy, so I had to make you laugh. So
yeah,
I don't know what to say in those type of things, because you know I have both parents, so I don't know how to respond and what to say. I just know that I'm there for you guys if y'all need me, and that still stands to this day.
Hey, we appreciate you. We will. If the need falls upon us, be sure to call on my brother Tang and my sister Lady T. All right. Hey, y'all, on this episode today, we will be discussing the Blue Devils fall to UNC on Coach K's farewell at Cameron. Hey, listen. Hey, I have never, as long as I've known Coach K to be the coach of Duke, I've never seen him react and respond the way he did after they lost to North Carolina the other night. It was kind of funny to me, that is.
Yeah.
The MLBPA made new proposals as labor negotiations continue, but no words, no changes. We're still in a strike, so we're going to discuss that somewhat. The NFL has suspended Atlanta Falcon wide receiver Calvin Ridley for a year for gambling during the 2012 season back in November of 2012.
I thought it was 2021.
Was it?
Yeah, 2021.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. 2021, yes, during his mental health sabbatical or timeout from the league, they found out that he was gambling. You know, and I guess that it's frowned upon in the NFL, right? So,
right.
Yeah. Anyway, the Carolina Panthers have been taking calls on trading running back Christian McCaffrey. I'm gonna say my thoughts on this one. Because I'm dying to hear what you guys think about this. Should they go ahead and do away with McCaffrey and give him a chance to have a career somewhere else? I'm really dying to hear this. The top five NFL draft prospect in this 2022 coming April draft. It really surprised me when looking this thing up. It's really only one, I would say, position player, and the rest of these guys are linemen, both offense and defense. So we're going to dive into that and take a look at that and see what we come up with here. But I guarantee you, it's going to surprise you. It's going to surprise you. And the way I figured, guys, and I'm sorry, Trees, I meant to discuss this with you. We're going to start every week until the draft, we'll pull five prospects. So this week, I'm doing 1 through 5, and then Thursday I'll do 5 through 10, and so on until
so
we count down all 100 prospects. I'm sorry, Chris. I could have sworn I told you about that, but I've been doing so
Is
much here, girl.
Understandable.
That's what's up. Yeah, so this thing is really going to surprise some of y'all as we start to break this draft prospect list down. It's kind of funny to me. All right, so buckle up, put your seatbelts on, get ready to roll with us, and we're going to go ahead and enter into this thing. Called Kale's Corner, 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. Pass that number along, tell somebody to call. We'll be right back. Yeah, I'm out. That y'all know me, I try to relate the music to the topics, and that's what everybody was asking Coach K after that loss Duke took to North Carolina. What's the matter with your world? I can't recall ever hearing him attack his own players like he did in the post-game interview the other night. I was like, wow, I can't believe he's really taking it out on these kids like that. These kids, they gave all they had. North Carolina was just a better team. And we all know by normal standards, Duke usually embarrasses Carolina. Well, Coach K, yes, it was your last game, your farewell game at the Cameron and all of that, but it was your turn to be embarrassed. And and Coach K reminded me of, we all know the stories about the winner who loses and can't handle it. And Coach K's display and attitude of not being able to handle what the Blue Devils were going through because North Carolina gave it to them. Do you understand what I'm saying? North Carolina gave them all they could handle and then some. So kudos to North Carolina. I'll give props to North Carolina since Coach K doesn't seem to want to or feels it's necessary, you know. I'll give the prop to North Carolina. You know what I mean, Trace?
I feel you, bro. I feel you. Somebody got to do it because he definitely didn't.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Right. It was like all he could talk about was everything that his kids weren't and didn't do right and you know, like he just couldn't handle that loss to a North Carolina team. It was funny to me. Let's take a call on this. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
Good evening. Hello. Good evening.
What's up?
First of all, Kel, I want to say I'm sorry for your loss, but I gotta commend you for going on with the show. You know, it's nice to do after having a loss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, Lou. Real quick, one thing I know for sure, you guys helped me take my mind off of things, even if it's just for 2 hours. You know, so you guys are a great distraction away from everything. So, you know, thank you.
So the same way with my show, too, yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It's the same way with me, you know, great distraction, too. Well, it looks like Saturday we were at the end of an era in college basketball.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it didn't go the way it was supposed to be. I mean, you know, I expect, you know, a much closer game. I expect, you know, for Coach K to get the result for a win and make, you know, a fairly competitive game. Maybe that was a little bit too much for him. You know, there's so much going on, so much emotion that, you know, when that happens, sometimes I don't think the players can concentrate on the game. So I think I can understand why it turned to be the way it did. You know, but it would have been nice for him to get the win. I mean, they're going to the tournament anyway. So it isn't a total loss. It's not a total loss. But it would have been nice to see him get the last win, you know, at their home arena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm going to say this, Lou. They had so many wins at their home arena versus North Carolina that you guys are acting like spoiled brat. The coach, right? He's acting like a spoiled brat. You know?
No, that'd be Bobby.
You know?
I can go with that.
Right. Yeah, we can go with that.
He's worse.
But it's surprising because Coach K has been class personified his whole career.
Right.
And to display this distasteful display of actions. It's just, to me, it's like, wow, you know? And I know it's hard to accept losing, you know, especially especially for a coach who has always won. I can get with that, not being able to accept it. But dude, everybody loses, man. Everybody loses, and it's not like you guys lost with no effort. It's not like you guys lost with no energy. You just were outplayed. You were just outplayed.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it's sad to me that to have such an illustrious career, for you to go out this way, it kind of poo-pooed on you and the organization and your team. To me, that's just to me. I didn't read this anywhere. I didn't hear anyone else say this. I'm just saying, from my point of view, this is how I was left feeling by Coach K's response. All right, let's take another call. What's up, Ron?
Hey, what's going on, brother? What's going on, brothers and sisters? How y'all doing today?
Beautiful,
all right.
Beautiful, bro. What's happening?
Hey, none. I was hearing you guys, you know, talk about Coach K. I feel as though he shouldn't be ashamed of losing to an arch rival such as Carolina. For saying history, you know, you got 5 national championships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, saying you got 3 gold medals. And those stands out. You know, you coached. You was assistant coach with the Dream Team. There's times, you know, I understand, you know, you don't want to lose and everything. I understand the compassion, but, you know, time move on. And it's North Carolina. And, you know, it's North Carolina's time, you know, to shine. You know, his time wind down, 25 years been in the same organization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
so it's just time for him to, you know, I feel as though he should hang up or, you know, move on to some other projects. You know, you did all to do.
And you know what? If I've ever seen an example of a person that a loss wouldn't hurt, a loss wouldn't tarnish, I think his response and his actions after the loss hurt him more than the actual loss. I think not being able to accept it, and let's look at this real quick. Coach K, you have handed out more losses than any other coach in college basketball. You've handed out more.
I just think it's his competitiveness in him, Kale. I just think it's the competitiveness in him. He's not a loser. You know what I mean? Like, and to lose in that fashion, he was devastated. Like, you know what I mean? Like, on your at home, on your own floor, to lose like that.
Please.
I don't think it had anything to do with anything. I just think he was just teed off because they lost the game.
That was entitlement, okay? That was Coach K's entitlement.
I agree.
But there is no entitlement in sports. That
you just said he had it. So we know it's not. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What I'm saying, I'm not saying entitlement in a good way. This is entitlement in a bad way. Because, dude, you've handed out more high-part whoopings than any other coach in the league. And you're expecting, I'm Coach K, I'm coaching the Duke Blue Devils, all we have to do is show up and we'll win. Well, North Carolina had your number. And just appreciate your competitor instead of standing up on the big stage and putting your team down. Come on, man. That I'm telling you, out of all the years of Coach K, that was the most untactful, unclassy, no cooth approach that he has ever taken. And it's all because of entitlement. I am Coach K, and you're beneath me. My team is not going to lose to you. My team cannot lose to you. And like Ron just said, they're still in the tournament. They're still in the tournament. It's not like this girl knocked everything off. You know? It's not like this one loss is going to ruin your reputation. No, Coach K, your actions are going to ruin your reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Again, like I say, that's just my look at it. And Teresa, I understand where you're coming from as well.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Right.
And I feel like entitlement. Yeah, I just feel like entitlement as a coach, it's wrong. It's wrong to feel like you're entitled to win. Are you crazy? Nobody's entitled to win.
Some people are.
Let me just say this in his defense, I'm not even no Coach K fan, but I don't think it was a matter of being entitled at that moment. I just think he lost control because they lost by 13 at home
to an arch rival,
to a rival team,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. I just think he was, all of that in itself, he was in his feelings. It had nothing to do. Like, this ain't the first time Coach K threw his kids under the bus. Like, we acting like this is the first time he threw them under the bus or talked bad about them or did anything. Like, this is who he is. Every time they lose, this is how he acts. Now, unless it's a game that don't really matter. This is go back and Google him.
Yeah.
And look at some of the games that they lost, important games. He would lose his mind. So that's why I'm saying it's not going to hurt his reputation. It's just going to add on to his reputation, on to the things that they say negative about him. It's just going to add on to the things that they already say negative about you, which is a short list. That's all. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen.
Sure.
You ain't going to get no blowback or nothing.
Right.
Can I say this? It's not the fact that he was. Embarrassed because. He was embarrassed because it could have been Georgia Tech. It could have been anybody in the ACC, but it was just the fact you lost by 13 points to North Carolina.
Yeah.
That's where his feelings hurt. And like I said, it could have been North Carolina State, Wolfpack. It could have been like Wake Forest. It could have been anybody in the ACC.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just the Tar Heels, and that don't sit. And then not only you lost to the Tar Heels, you lost to them at home, and that's
at
not going. I mean, yeah, and you know he has 1,196 wins. That loss to North Carolina when they played, that's the one that's devastating because it's at home. I kind of feel them on that, but that don't give you right to be unsportslike. You know, show them people great.
No, I understand what you all are saying, but you guys have to realize just one thing. It sounds like you're teetering on the side of we have to just excuse Coach K. You know,
I am, and I'm gonna tell you why when you finish.
But I've seen our football team when we lost to rivals, and our coaches come out and speak in a negative way, we don't hold back. We don't discuss it like, oh, well, they were just mad. This happened and that happened and that. No, we stick to the fact that as a professional, you are supposed to carry on like a professional. So I'm not giving. I understand all of the factors why Coach K behaved that way, but it's still not an excuse to me. And like you just said, Ron, with over 1,099 wins, come on, mm-hmm. dude. Come on. And how many
and ain't nobody say nothing about the losses, right, when he act ignorant. Nobody has said anything. Yeah. Nobody checked him. Nobody said anything. So y'all think on his way out the door that they're going to check him on the way out the door? First of all, his skin color ain't the right color to be checking him. That's number one. Number two, they just not going to do it because he already on his way out the door. Why are you going to check somebody for something he's been doing his whole career at the end of his career? You look stupid doing that. You look stupid. That would be foolish.
Oh. I have an idea.
We got to bring some more callers in.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
It's okay.
Huckleberry, what's on your mind, Huckleberry?
Hey, Huckleberry.
I'm your Huckleberry. How y'all doing?
What did Coach K do? I didn't get it.
Oh, okay. It was his response after the loss to the loss after North Carolina. It wasn't a response of a winning coach.
When he was speaking to the crowd?
Yeah, both
when
game interviews.
When he said the loss was unacceptable?
Yeah.
What was wrong with that? He told the truth. It was unacceptable. What was wrong with it?
He told the truth.
I mean, hey, look, hold on. Here you are, your hometown. The last game
Cameron
of the season. They celebrate the coach. You're losing to your arch rival. And he could have came out there and went off. You know, he could have came out there and went like a Bob Stoops. You know, but he just didn't. All he said was it was unacceptable. You know, and it was unacceptable.
And it was.
You know, you're playing your arch rival.
It was.
You know, so I don't understand why we're saying that he did something wrong.
Wait a minute, sir.
It was unacceptable. Let me say. Whoever said, if you wasn't part of it, you don't need to say anything.
You're right, but I'm a host, so I'm going to have to say my name.
It was very unacceptable for him to come out and throw his kids under the bus like that. The same kids.
He threw his kids under the bus.
He threw the whole team under the bus. The same team that you're going to try to motivate all the way through this March Madness.
I'm glad you was never my coach on anything. I'm serious. Because, you got to get in these kids' butt, man. You can't just sit up there and call them and everything. You got to get in these kids' butt. And because he said it was unacceptable, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I would have had to drive a dinosaur to practice to be your coach, first of all.
A dinosaur, really?
Secondly, it's not about being soft on the kid. You can be as hard as you need to be, team fashion. You don't go out in public. You do not go out in public as a head coach and try. What are you standing to gain by putting your team down in the public like that.
He didn't put his team down. He didn't put his team down. He didn't put his team down. He told the truth. And back to the dinosaur comment.
You hear really?
Back to the dinosaur comment. The dinosaurs didn't have losers for coaches.
Google this.
Dinosaurs didn't have losers for coaches.
You
want everything. If you don't hear it the way you want to hear it, then it's wrong. And I'm not saying you. I don't mean just Kale. I'm talking about people in general.
No,
I'm talking about people in general, not just Kale.
When I
say you, okay, thank you. When I say you, I'm talking about in the atmosphere. You know what I'm saying?
In general.
Can I say this?
What are you wanting to say?
Hold on, wait a minute.
What are y'all wanting to say?
Hold on, let them finish real quick.
Give me a sentence on what you thought how he should have said it. Give me a sentence, please.
The University of North Carolina, for a team that we have been beating for years, came out with their A game.
That's weak, right there. Let me tell you why it's weak.
That is the truth.
Because 50,000 just sit there and saw you not bring your A game. Why? Come on, man.
No.
I can't.
UNC.
That wasn't an A game, kid. That wasn't an
A game.
They supposed to won that game. They was making dumb mistakes.
Two things. One, I didn't even know about the speech thing after that or whatever. But my opinion on that, if he was saying whatever he said for in the crowd, that was, about the unacceptable thing, why are you teaching the kids going to the pros? That's one. Number two, you still have the ACC tournament that's coming up. You go to the ACC tournament. And get the trophy like that, and quote unquote break even. I already picked them to go to the national championship, and it's still in state. So that home loss, it kind of hurt, in the regular season, but you still got, the AC tournament, and you got the March Madness tournament.
And you won your conference tournament. Don't forget that one, Ron. You done already won your conference.
You're still putting down the kids who worked hard for you. You're still putting down the kids who won those tournaments for you. Come on in here, Tank. What's up, bro?
Kale's Corner family, much love and respect. How y'all doing today, Miss T? 57.
T-Pain, what's up, baby?
007, ain't nothing, baby.
What up?
Hey, man, I'm just really listening to y'all, and I didn't see, if he said that, I didn't see nothing wrong with him either, because you know me, I feel like if you didn't bring your best, you didn't bring your best.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can't
really comment on it, though, so I'm going to stay out of it.
Why you pick up the phone?
Because I'm on the phone to talk about a whole lot of other stuff.
Right. Come on, Ted.
Yeah,
how is everyone doing this evening?
All right,
I didn't hear the question.
Where did you get the chicken wings?
I didn't hear.
Did you hear Coach K's response after the loss to North Carolina?
No. What did he say? I know he didn't shake nobody's hand.
He can't say on the air.
No, he didn't. He didn't shake hands, but he was very negative towards his own team, and to the point where he didn't even really show. I'm not going to say ample gratification, but he talked all about what his team didn't do and nothing about what North Carolina actually did. You know what I mean?
Okay.
He just mainly went on his boys, and Right. And you know what, Ted? I'm so glad you're here because you know me as a coach. You know, 57 said he wouldn't want to be coached by me because I would be too soft a coach. Would you let Bra know that I know when it comes to your team, there's a time and a place for everything. And right. You can't just come out in public and embarrass these kids, and they're still kids. Let's remember that. And then expect no one to have any residual leftovers from your tongue lashing through the media.
The team me 1,000.
Right. Right. Yeah, I agree. Like you say, these are college students, but yeah, no, definitely you never was a soft coach. Like you say, we always picked our spots and we know which kid. You have to have a rapport with the kids to know who you can come at and when you can come at them. You know, and we did that well. So, no, you're not a soft coach. You're an excellent coach. That's why you better get out there this summer. So anyway,
who was that we just been talking to? Moses. Was that Moses that we just vouched for you, Cam?
Hey, thanks for the compliment. Thanks for the compliment.
No, I just want to know, you know, you gonna call compliment. Somebody back
Thank
from 50
you.
Years ago, from 50 years ago,
thanks
coach.
For the compliment.
Yeah, great.
And he was a coach.
He was a coach.
You know, you spoke of my coaching career, so I had to, you know. Bring
I didn't think of your career. You all I had to do was open the gate like I always do and throw the ball down the street and they go for it.
And now you
want
to take your ball home. Now you want to take your ball home.
Exactly. That's all I got to do. Open the gate.
Hey, don't take your ball home. Don't take your ball home.
No. I want him to play with that as long as he can, bro.
Just like most, you know what? I'm going to leave it there. Go ahead, Ted.
Anyway, I'll give you some compliments, 257. You're a good baseball guy, man. Anyway,
I'm waiting to compliment you. So thank you.
You need to know me, bro. You'll be surprised, bro.
I think your conversation tells me enough.
57. Come on, y'all.
Anyway, like I said, he was mad, man, because that's his last game, and he played against his rival, bitter rivalry. You know, it's been bloodshed in those games.
Doesn't
you
get
know?
Than that.
And so he's totally upset. You know, he's always been feisty, coach. And I'm not too surprised. I'm not saying it was right, but I'm not too surprised at Mike. I'm not too surprised. I'm surprised that he walked off and didn't shake the other coach's hand. Say again?
But, Ted, this ain't the first time he acted a fool. Am I right or wrong?
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm not surprised.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You know, he has a fire. He has them revved up, and, you know, I call it Ratatouille. He's an excellent coach, but, you know, he's got that little small mouth and you know, look like a little rat, you know. So, but that's his joke. Forgive me, Lord.
You can go ahead. You can head out. I'm going to call somebody's name.
But Coach K is an excellent coach, though, for sure. But like I said, he shouldn't have done that, but I'm not surprised to answer your question and any other thing else. That's it on that, because it's his rival. He heated, you know. So that's like, you lose your last game against Dallas, you know, KO, so, or, you know, we lose our stuff against Green Bay.
But the difference is, dog, I come in before the game talking about how much I can't stand Dallas. It ain't just during Kale's Corner's Lady T's pick that I show my disdain for them cowbums.
No, it's not.
It's
no, it's
time.
Not.
It's
his name won't
time.
Even wear dark blue. He won't even wear navy blue. So that lets you know how bad he got it.
Will not. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I just, again, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I've been that way before, so it ain't nothing to it. But
right,
I just feel like Coach K, because of who he is and his name, should come with a little more
class.
More class than that. He should have came with a little bit more class than that. This one of the first times UNC has beaten you. Talk about how they beat you, man. Okay, you know, they did this a little better than us. They did that a little better than us. They handled the paint better than we did. You know, they fought for rebounds. You know, stuff like that, man.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But
they didn't make silly mistakes. They didn't make silly fouls. They didn't make silly turnovers. They played a solid game. And y'all did. That's just what it was.
Exactly.
That's just what it is.
And Duke beat them before early in the season. Didn't Duke beat them before? You know, early in the first game they played?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I can look it up, but I'm not sure.
Look that up for me, T, because I think I recall that.
I believe
that,
they did.
But I believe they did
because they mentioned that because Duke had been on a little tear. They've been had been on a little winning streak, you know, and also as far as winning the ACC and all this stuff in regular season, Duke had been in there because they didn't had a heck of a recruiting class with Zion Williams, you know. You had
they beat them back in February.
Yeah, Grayson, what's the name? Allen, all these boys. They and was Jason Tatum. You know, Duke done had a good. Ain't too many came from Carolina.
They've been competing.
Yeah, but they had a little bit. Like I'm saying, not saying they ain't had none, but they ain't have as many as Duke, you know, lately. I mean, I'm just saying as within the last, you know, 3 years.
Okay.
You can say Duke had the upper hand in that.
Hey,
When was the last time North Carolina won the ACC title?
It's been a while.
I think it's been about 4 or 5 years ago.
Hey, somebody mentioned Jason Tatum. He was paying maybe that's why Coach K was kind of peed off too, because he did pay the tribute to him before the final home game. Maybe that has something to do with that too. Speaking of Jason Tatum, you know, he's doing this thing with Boston.
2017.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so they've been neck and neck for the last 10 to 15 years. It ain't just been all Duke. They've been neck and neck with each other, especially since Roy Williams took over. They've been neck and neck with one another.
I'm talking about as far as the players that they have drafted, and you got the more top names came from Duke lately. As far as North Carolina, they just had a better draft class, man. That's all I'm saying. You know, you have more the one and done. Look, go back. Zion, Jason Tatum. And you can add some more. The boy from that one when they won the championship, that Jones, the Jones boy, he went to Duke. Austin Rivers hit a game-winning shot against North Carolina. You know, just on and on. You just got more lately.
Since we mentioned the name, Michael Jordan went to North Carolina.
Oh, wow. You're not hearing me, brother.
I'm listening to you, bro. I really am. I really am.
I'm good.
57, you bring some of this energy, man. For this next subject, we're going to talk about the MLB PA when we come right back.
Here we go.
Oh, baseball.
Slow down.
Hey, baby, your hips are getting big.
Hey,
now you're getting thin, you don't care about your weight. Now, Wooly got a
connected. What makes it clear you love to smoke the wool? Retract, has been tracked, man. They come up to my door. I don't smoke gum, so what they knocking for? Kids love to feel on your bed, got a feel on your street. Time is limited to days. On your crack card, you're getting only A and C for comeback. Damn, Mr. Shane, you're the mighty queen of vows. With a wide-eyed look and a rotten tooth smile. Used to walk with a swagger. Now you simply stagger from one spot on to the next.
Getting back to the 57 man. MLBPA make new proposal as labor negotiations continue. I say no words, no changes. They're still on strike. And I, for one, believe that we're going to lose more games from this NFL season. I mean, MLB season than we want to. Who is that with the TV in the background? Okay. All right.
I hear.
I can still hear it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So can I.
What do you guys think about this, man? They doing a lot of talking, and I'm with you.
Uh-huh.
I'm with you on that because they're doing a lot of talking and negotiating, and nothing is changing.
Nothing
at all is changing. You know, 57. Come on, man. This is where we need you at, man.
Right.
Hey, bro, after what I heard today, we might not see baseball till May, maybe even June, because they've already established a fund for the people who work at the stadiums and everything so they can get some money to get paid. That's not a good sign. That means they're preparing for a long stretch. And, you know, they're trying to keep these people around. So that's not a good sign right there. You know, if they'll do something the next week or so, we might not see baseball until May. Because what they've already done has already canceled like 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So they get too far gone. Yeah, they get too far gone. They can't do a lot of doubleheaders and makeup games. They just have to write those games off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have they made that official yet about canceling the second week?
They need to hurry up and sign a contract. I'm sorry. They need to hurry up and sign a contract so we can get the stuff going, so we can get the ball rolling.
Yep, you're right. Yeah.
Well, have they made that second, official?
I'm sorry. What'd you say, Lou?
Have they made that second week cancellation official yet? Because that's not what I've heard yet.
No, they haven't made it official yet.
That's all
speculation,
right? That's what I was about to ask,
too.
From what I heard today.
This news that 57 just broke to us, I mean, you call a duck because he quacked. You know what I mean? And they start taking out money for people working in this stadium. That means they're preparing to sit out for a while. That means that they've made up in their mind no negotiations will settle or bring together where they are at this point. So, again, what we see is what we see. We got to read into what we're seeing. And what we're seeing is separation, and they can't find a way to close that gap. They can't. So they don't have to tell us. Yeah, the second week is canceled too. They just do things like 57 just said. Start raising money for other people, and let's not forget, this is all about money. This is all about money. So you're willing to give money away to the workers in the stadiums, but not the entertainment. Wow.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. I, for one.
You know what's amazing?
Go ahead.
Sorry. Well, I was going to say, what's amazing to me is that with everything that's going on and all the money that they got on both sides of the table, all the money that they got, only people that's hurt is us. It don't hurt them. It hurts us.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know, the people that want to see the game, the people that make their living off of being there working at the game, you know, we're the ones that get hurt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. It's nothing, nothing. As much as I love football, it's something about a Sunday afternoon in the ballpark.
Baseball,
man. Baseball.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about
it's
a
different.
75 to 80 degree afternoon.
Degrees,
you know, and you got the guy walking around. Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack, you know.
Roses.
I don't care if we ever get back.
And personally, as they watch the Nationals fan, I love the Ben's Chili Bowl concession stand. You know, I love those stands that are of some of the hip, more famous restaurants within the area. And I was hitting all of them up. For real. So, I mean, come on, baseball. You guys,
yeah, that's
I mean,
better.
Away.
Away?
One of the cases away of my drinks. I thought I had one left in the refrigerator. I didn't see it.
What?
Yeah, so. He's good. I got it. Come on, baseball, because you guys are turning the people who love you. Because, I mean, understand, we're the only ones who are interested in this. We're the only ones who have feelings behind these actions. So you all are basically telling us, you know, the heck with it. You know, you're going to have to deal with this, and that's all it is to it. You know, so what you're going to be without baseball? So what we're not having opening day? You know, and that's not a good look. That's not a good look at all. You know, so, yeah, man.
I hope the players is practicing during this break because you never know when. You know, it's time when it's go time. So I just hope they still be in good condition, still be able to go out there and play as if, you know, said they, you know, it is regular season. It's going to be regular season they go out there. So hopefully they train right. So when it's time to go, you know, they ain't lose a step.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I'm going to say this. It's easy. It's easier to lose a fan, to lose a supporter, than to gain one. And MLB baseball needs to think about that. They really need to think about that. It's easy to it's easy to lose a fan because I can recall Nats games where and Priest, you know Kevin. You know how Kevin is. Kevin is my buddy, but he is the ultimate joker. He's the ultimate joker, teaser. And one day I came over his house. I had my sunglasses. I had my jersey on. I'm ready to go to Nats Park. I took off work. I'm ready to go to Nats Park and watch the game, and they canceled the game because of rain. When I tell I invented a few curse words that day, you know?
Okay.
Because if you look outside, it didn't even look like it was going to rain.
Right.
It didn't even look like rain was coming, and I'm like, these goddamn millionaires can't play in a little weather? And now, thunderstorms, lightning, I understand all of that. I really and truly do. But we're talking about just rain here. We're talking about rain. And not a serious downpour, not a serious life-threatening drizzle or anything like that. We're talking about a light rainfall. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, come on, man. And that thing turned me off so bad towards towards Nationals baseball. Because it felt like, yes. I mean, and I came back. Don't get me wrong. I came back. But it just felt like, you know, as a regular fan, all we can think of, we compare their jobs and their lives to ours. And all I could think about was all the days, no matter what the weather is, I'm going to work. All the days, no matter what, it's raining a little bit or whatever, I'm going to work. And you guys are off work. Birthdays, you know? And you guys are actually off.
Yeah, they so.
Birthday. No, it's not. But somebody needs to get in tune with the weatherman or something, you know? So, yeah. Come on, baseball, man. I mean, as your fans, we don't have a whole lot, man. Give us this. Get together. You guys get together, meet, put your head together, brainstorm, come up with a way that everyone can be satisfied. And prayer, I'm going to say to you as well, you're going to have to be a little bend worthy, man. You're going to have to bend a little bit. You might not get everything you want, you know, but negotiation doesn't stop with baseball saying yes. You know what I mean? It doesn't stop with them saying yes, okay, you know, because we know the fans really want us to come back and they're missing us. We'll go ahead and come back, but we're still going to negotiate this and that and the other, you know? We'll understand that.
Yeah.
And we can get behind you. We can get behind you. Why? Not just because you made a sacrifice, but you made a sacrifice for us. You made a sacrifice for us. So, come on, baseball. I know I've said it many times, but come on, baseball, man. Seriously.
One more time.
Won't hurt nobody. Come the hell on, baseball. Seriously.
Wow. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get off my...
I need 57. I need you to make a call so MLB can get... Because, you know, you got to connect. So
I'm on
that.
I'm on that.
Make that call to the MLB.
Yeah. Call them Bammers, man.
Soon as we finish Kale's Corner.
Right.
I appreciate that, bro.
All right. So we got my man 57 on the case. 563-999-3782. When we come back, we're gonna talk about Calvin Ridley, man.
Oh man.
Hey, young world.
Concern it.
Why don't you listen and learn?
Love can happen.
That once was strong,
but due to society,
even that's turned wrong.
Times have changed.
Hey, it's cool to look bummy and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mommy.
Have you forgotten?
Who put you on this earth, huh?
Who put you all proud?
And who loves this since your birth? Reward is a brainwashed kid going wild. Young little girls already have a child.
Bad company.
Hey, now you've been framed.
Your parents are hurt.
He say, young girls already have a child. Young world, young world, young world.
Yeah.
Calvin Ridley has the Atlanta Falcon wide receiver has received a 1-year suspension because it was brought to the NFL's attention that in November of 2021, he was gambling on NFL football, namely the Atlanta Falcons. So they gave him a year-long suspension.
That's just what he gets.
I don't think so.
Right.
In NFL, you have partnered up with all type, I mean, your golden boy, Drew Brees, is doing advertisements about live your bet life. You know,
right?
You guys have attached yourselves with gambling in every aspect of the word, and now you're going to. And it would be something completely different if Ridley was playing. But Ridley was out under a mental, what do they call it? Mental, whatever.
Breakdown.
Mental
breakdown.
Health break. He was on a mental health break.
Yeah. A mental health break. And,
yeah.
And so you're going to suspend this guy for a year? Wow. Wow.
That's right.
Okay.
Come on, Luke.
Can let me say this?
I'm sorry.
Hold on. Before you go to Luke, let me say this.
Go ahead.
There are, I think it's three things in the NFL that they adamantly tell you in the NFL. They put it in your brain. They say, don't hit another player on or off the field. Do not gamble, period. Do not gamble. Okay? So,
mm-hmm.
He should be suspended. He should
yes.
be suspended. He should be yep. suspended until they say he can come indefinitely, just like they said. Because how stupid are you to bet on anything while you're in that capacity? And furthermore, you got, like we said about Michael Vick, you got all these people in your life that could have made that bet for you. Like,
right. You don't do that.
Like, no. He needs, no. Suspend him. Thank you very much. And let's keep it moving. Go ahead, Lou.
I don't know if maybe a year might sound too much, but something you still shouldn't do. I mean, the only thing that could be worse than that is betting on your own team, which has been done before. I mean, gambling with this is nothing new. I mean, it's been going on since, you know, since the 60s. I mean, there have been players that have done that before, and they did get suspended. I mean, suspending one thing, but for a year, I don't know, maybe that's a little too much. It was betting on his own team. That's another story, but he wasn't doing that.
He only spent $1,500. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a lot of money. My son spent that last week. That's not a lot of money. But the rule is what it is. The rule is what it is, y'all.
But, like, I agree with her.
Can I say this?
The rules are what they are, and he did break them. He did bet on his team. He was suspended at the time, and it was a petty bet, and he's going to lose $11 million because of that. But the NFL got that rule.
Let me say this. I, for one, am sick and tired of the NFL throwing down these punishments when it's so much more bigger wrong with the NFL that needs to be addressed. There's so much more going on with the league that needs to be addressed. Now, was Ridley wrong? Yes. I'm not justifying him being right, wrong at all. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is I'm sick and tired of the NFL throwing out these punishments to these guys, unfair punishments, when if they, you know, my grandmother used to always say, look in your own backyard, son, before you start trying to straighten somebody else's out. And we all know when it comes to the NFL, there is so much and little pieces of it constantly coming out, from emails to treatment of women and all type of nonsense. So, I mean, hey, man, if you're concentrated on being right, be right all across the board. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I agree with everything you just said, Kill. But we have to attack the things that come before us. Even though we know it's going on all around the league, all around the league ain't getting caught. All around the league ain't placing their own bets. All around the league ain't see when you do stuff. When he do stuff like this, it sets us back. This sets us back. We already trying to get a way for mental health to be considered an injury, just like if I broke my arm. You know what I'm saying? Now that he's playing on it, now you out here betting while you in that state. Did the state make you bet? Did that state of mind make you bet? I don't know. See, that's another whole ball game that we only got an hour. So I don't know if he was in some kind of state of mind because he was out on that mental leave. So we don't know the whole ramifications of what everything is going on in this situation.
No,
I understand they're going to suspend him. You know what I mean? But I think they should do more of an investigation because why did he do it? He's already mental. Let's see. Did the mental thing have something to do with it? You know what I mean?
Can I ask you a question?
It is the rule, but sometimes the rules got little things like mental issues. Like he's mental.
Yes.
That's why he's out.
I mean, where does this fit in? You know, you have Pete Rose, who's been suspended for gambling. He's been banned from baseball for gambling.
Right.
And I'm upset and I'm embarrassed of the NFL because I don't think the punishment was harsh enough. Where you have this guy who people saying that should be in the Hall of Fame and he got suspended for gambling. I mean, that's alarming. That's why I have a problem with the NFL. As somebody, I think you said, Brother Kale, like, look, if you're going to punish somebody for something, punish them 100%. Don't half step. And that's what the NFL be doing. They pick and choose where they want to punish somebody for whatever. If he gambled, he should be banned for life. I mean, that's what they did in the MLB. They ban people. You know, for a year.
Well, Ron, you got to talk about two different leagues, though, Ron. You talk about two different leagues, Ron.
Right, I was just about to say that.
Major League Baseball got different rules than NFL as far as that goes.
So,
you know, they determine, and their rules are set up. Baseball is not going. Baseball has always had the rule since the 1918 Chicago White Sox, when they cheated on the World Series. Has always had the rule, if you gamble at all in baseball, on baseball, you are banned for the rest of your life from baseball.
Yeah.
That's always been the case. They're not going to change with that.
Can I give y'all one online?
Hold on. And you have to take into consideration Pete Rose did all of this while he was managing.
Yes.
He was still a part of the team. You know, Calvin Ridley was away from the team. Not saying it was right, but he was away from the team. And like Tree said, we don't know if this mental condition had something to do with that or not. Go ahead, Tree. Read the online comment, please.
It says, did he need the money? Just asking.
No.
No.
He makes $11 million a year.
He makes great money.
I think he just did it for the fun of it, the excitement of it.
Yep, I don't think he thought anything was wrong with it. And to me personally,
no, he knew it was wrong. He knew it was
it
wrong.
It don't look like it's that, if he knew it was wrong, then he's crazy because he did it on his own. He did it himself. So if he knew it was wrong and he did it, then, you know, something wrong. But the statement that he made was since he was suspended and wasn't playing at the time, he didn't think anything was wrong with it. That's what he said.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how y'all feel about that? Because he do got a point.
It's just a thing because of the technology. Like, you still gamble. Like, people lost jobs because of gambling. People lost. Like, he should be held accountable or responsible regardless. Yeah, if he got a mental problem, go to the doctor.
He is. I don't think you just take a person's livelihood away from them completely because they made one mistake.
Right,
you know
what I'm saying. Right.
You suspended a guy for a year, give him a chance to come back. Take a look at it. Everybody needs a second chance. And then real quick,
explain to me how this endangered someone else's job or livelihood.
Yes.
How did it affect anyone except for his own personal pocket?
The NFL is always looking out for their image. They're more concerned about their image than they are anything else.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I feel bad for you.
To the point where showing a player, you're nothing but a commodity, nothing but a piece of meat to us. It's acceptable, and it shouldn't be. It shouldn't.
So once that was right.
when he
felt as though that the players is working like a slave. The NFL's working like a slave.
We're not going to go there again. We're not going to go there again. Slaves weren't compensated. Both doing their job and away from their job, like NFL players are. You know what I mean? We're not going to go there. You got to understand, Warren Sapp was caught with hookers not just once, but a few times before the NFL said that's it. Before the NFL said, okay, you know what? You ain't even smart enough to call the non-classified strippers. You call
notorious.
You messing with
you got the ones on the street.
He was notorious.
Look though, he did that on his own time.
But he
wasn't playing football.
That's his own personal. That's what he liked to do for entertainment.
No,
he was
an
analyst
when he did that time.
I don't care. He didn't bring him to the job. He didn't have him in the job with him. He was at home or at a room.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Did he bring him to the job?
The hotel. He had them at the hotels in which the NFL were provided.
Was paying for.
The network.
Yeah.
The network was paying for. That was the problem.
Yeah.
That was the problem. Hey, Marcus.
So we
like. We had Marcus on hold for a minute.
What's going on, Marcus? You treating Marcus like a stepchild.
Marcus.
Yeah.
What's going on, Pete? What's up, fam?
Marcus.
What up, man?
Man, I kept raising my hand, man. I don't know, man. I guess, you know. The... Listen, we talking about a little color here. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little light-skinned. I'm being treated like, you know what I'm saying? Being treated a little light-skinned.
Oh.
No, light-skinned. We talking about color. We talking about color here.
Right.
This Calvin Ridley thing, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter, yeah, he should be. Yeah, he should get some. He should be suspended, but so should every. See, we got a target on our back. And Treese, what you said was correct. And because we always got a target on our back, we got to walk the straight line. Right? It's impossible for us as a people or any people to walk a straight line. That young man, all the time. It's impossible. That's what makes us human. That young man, right,
mm-hmm.
once again, he's 20 years old. And what, he was 19
right.
at the time? He was 19
yeah.
at the time?
Yeah.
Right? So you want a 19-year-old to do the right thing
with
all the time.
With mental health issues.
With mental health issues. You got to be going through something in your brain, in your medulla oblongata, to actually. To actually do that. Knowing that you're going to get in trouble, bro. Like, you know you're going to have some repercussions for what you just did. Something's got to be going on with you. And for him to say that and to even come out and say, man, I was suspended, he sound childish. You could see the kid in him. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
I was suspended. I didn't think it was going to be a problem. Dude, you signed a contract. So,
mm-hmm.
but nevertheless, when it all boils down to it, they ain't looking at people that's a little bit lighter than my man. You know what I'm saying? They're not looking at them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that is the point. When you come down hard, when the league comes down hard to set their examples, they don't never set their examples when your skin is a little persuasion.
When you have yellow, that's what we're talking about, as opposed to being really, really dark.
50 Sam, I'm just trying to be careful about what I say. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because when you say the wrong, because I'm that person that I will say it straight from the hip, bruh. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you, baby. I'm with you, Marcus.
You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate you. and being careful.
Right.
Please, Marcus.
Right.
Don't
right.
give it to a clive and uncut.
I only have
2 days a week I have anything to do, man. Let's don't mess that one up. Tuesday to Thursday.
I'm just being respectful. I'm being respectful. But these type of things, man, are very frustrating, you know what I mean? And it's hard to erase. It's like Black History Month for me. You know what I'm saying? It's just a reminder. It's a reminder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What we up against. And you constantly show, to somebody on the other side, I feel like it's them showing us, like, yeah, I can
mm-hmm.
I can bend this the way I want to bend it. I can make it happen to whoever I want to make it happen to. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And that is the biggest problem with all of this stuff, man. You know? So
Hey, you know what, Marcus? I could sit down, man, and talk with you for hours, bro. I'm serious.
Yeah, man.
And not about sports, man. I could talk with you for hours, dog.
Well, we're on this corner talking sports, sir.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm with you, Mark.
Brother
I know,
Tim, what's your say-so on this, Ted? What's your say-so?
I just came back, bro. I didn't hear nothing. I just heard the tell and he talk about the guy who did the gambling.
Yeah, Calvin Ridley.
He did the bet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Well, as I say, it's the rules, you know. I just say no betting. He violated the rules. But like you say, I agree with Marcus. I mean, it's always been a target on our head. We judge by different standards, you know, different rules. So,
yeah.
But he did break the rules. So, I mean, you know, and you also got to be aware that we are looked at. We have the microscope, so don't give him no ammunition.
Yeah, but I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this to that. And guys, please, let me finish, and don't take this the wrong way. We as a people cannot screen the race card with everything. We can't. We can't, because understand, the more we scream it, the less powerful it becomes. And in this situation, I feel where you're coming from, Marcus. And I don't know. Maybe there are other persuasions of players who have gambled and nothing has been done about it. Maybe there is. I don't know. We only know what is reported. And if that is the case, you are 100% correct. If one should be punished for it, all should be. I don't care what your skin color is. But we have careful.
Right.
We have to be careful about throwing the race card out there, because every time we use it, if it's proven wrong, then that makes it a little less, that gives it a little less umph, a little less strength. And we don't want that. We don't want that. We want that thing to be strong, as if it's brand new, with every situation that we have proof that this is what's going on. So I hope,
okay.
I really hope that that's not the case. I really truly hope that that's not the case. Go ahead, Tree.
Keela Ellis says, Zuri said hi, Papa. So we have all, hey y'all, we got family all up and through here. Y'all our family on here, we got family online that's supporting us. We can all love today, Kel.
Oh, that's my baby, Papa Love That Baby.
Y'all, you hear Papa Love That Baby?
I got goosebumps all up and down my arms. You just made my day.
I know you did. I know you did.
I got goosebumps all up and down. And shut up, 57. I ain't crying, 57.
How did you know? How did you know I was getting ready to say something?
Because I know you.
Hey, Kim, let me bust 57 out right quick since we're talking about Keys. Let me bust him out real quick. So
no, you better not. You
our grandbaby.
You hey sis.
She's not paying phone. It's 57. It's her birthday. It's her everything, all her address, everything. And so 57 was talking to Tang. He said, man, you sent me the little text, and da, 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 you know, talking about the kid, right? So Tang was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Why she snuck and took Tang's phone and was texting him like she was Tang. He was getting all kinds of stuff from Biscuit. He said, oh, man, she got me. I really feel like an uncle now. She got me.
Hey, look, Ken, I done sent a present to her. I sent a present out there and everything. They laughing at me like, she got me good, man. But
the present came in the window yesterday, the other day.
Hey, that's look, like I told him, I feel like it's like a badge of honor, you know. That's what you do to an uncle, man. You know, that's fun.
You know,
I love it.
You know.
I love it.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get y'all off topic, but we got all this love supporting us, all this family love supporting us this day on this Tuesday edition of Kel's Corner. All right.
That's what's up. Hey, Kel, real quick.
Go ahead, Ted.
While we still on that subject about that, what you were talking about the guy. And me and Sheila was talking about that, you know, like we said, you can't blame it always on race, you know. I'm looking at the culture of how these generation is and how they feel. There's no consequences of what they do, and they can just do anything. You look at him. It says it in the locker rooms, you can't do it. It says it on the contract, you can't do it. And I look at Brittany Griner's situation. If you know you the situation with Russia, how heightened it is, you know, okay, if that's what you do, you vaping all that, you got enough money. Leave that stuff there. Throw it in the garbage can. Get you a whole new cartridge and a whole new vapor apparatus, you know, when you get home and stuff. So right. They found residues in there or what, but you still know you're not supposed to have that if you was aware of Russian law, you know. And it's about whether they, you know, take value, if they make themselves aware of things, or whether they care of what's going on or the laws, you know, or like I say, if they want to, even if they want to ingratiate themselves to the laws, to finding out what's going on with the laws and the rules and regulations and stuff. So that was just my take on that, you know.
You know, because how athletes are treated and worshipped here in our country, it gives them a false sense of being above the law, no matter where they are. And when you step in another country, they don't care nothing about you. 9 times out of 10, you just beat the athlete that they worship and they look up to. And the fact that you're from the United States makes it even worse.
Like nobody over here.
Well, Russia don't treat their athletes all that great.
I've been in Germany, and I know how German women, too, they love American men. They love American men over there. But the family, the older ones in their family, they don't want anything to do with us.
Yeah.
They don't want anything. I told y'all I was at my German lady's house, and we were having dinner. And the next thing I know, I'm the only male at the table. Every other man got up and left the table. And I asked her, I said, what's going on? Why did all the men eat? They refused to sit down and eat with you. So we need to understand that certain things that are tolerated and understood and excused, ignored in the United States is not going to be the same anywhere else.
Yep. And Kale, if I can agree with Ted, you know, you're in another country. The laws are different. You try, you know, war breaking out in another place. Why would you risk bringing that stuff back home with you? I'd be more concerned about getting myself out of this country and getting back home. You want to bring some drugs and stuff, and then you caught. And they might, the way the United States doing stuff to them now, they might make an example out of her. You never know.
Yeah, they might give her 10 years. She has going to be facing 10 years.
That's right. You know, United States will cut off their oil, they'll cut off this, they're doing this to them. They might use her as an example and keep her over there. And here's the one thing I didn't want
to
say.
They trying to negotiate.
You're black
and
you're gay. And the Russians don't agree with that.
Well, you know,
they don't agree with that right there.
They just got the young boy back that played basketball, the NBA college. I don't know what he played.
He snuck out.
He was playing over there.
He was in Ukraine. He wasn't a captain by the Russians.
Yeah,
he was a captain. He was a captain. Let me finish. He was not a captain in Russia.
Say that again, 57. Say that again. She's what?
Black.
And what?
And she's gay. And the Russians do not agree with that at all. At all.
They can't prove it, guys.
She's married to a woman, sis.
Yeah, but they don't.
To a woman.
Yeah, but they don't know that. Know that y'all tell them.
Come on, sis. Come on, sis.
They have intelligence. She's been playing over there for years also.
Five years.
So, but,
Yeah, she go over there every year.
They know everything about her.
Mm.
They probably been talking.
But also, though, you know, I'm sorry, Lady T.
Go ahead.
I was gonna add that they can't really keep her because like you were saying they're looking into it. You got the state finna get involved. You know, you got the political realms finna be involved because she is a high profile NBA WNBA player and stuff, and
right.
It's also been on national news. So therefore, you know, like I say, the state is gonna get involved. And stuff. You're going to have senators get involved. State
governors. They're going to get involved.
Right, exactly. You know, so they're not going to, Russia's not going to be able to keep her over there to detain her.
Yeah, they're not.
You know, because it's going to cause something else if they do that with her.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a national incident. And then Russia don't want to go against the United States. They already going against some other countries and stuff like that. So you're absolutely right with that. But they're just going to inconvenience her. They're going to keep her as long as they can and do whatever they want. And you know what I'm saying? And make it uncomfortable for her as possible.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do.
As an adult, like 57 said, and 10 said.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, you could have done your thing here stateside where no one has bothered you.
You could have mailed that stuff home.
Why are you over there with everything that's going on right now? With everything that's going on and getting yourself in a situation like this?
But you know, she suffers from mental health too.
But that's all these young people, period. I mean, I understand we are going through mental health, but us adults people too, but you can't just do
stupid
stuff.
No, she was out. She was out of the game for a minute for her mental health is what I'm saying. Like, she had to take time out for her mental health. Like, she was so overwhelmed. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know, you know, if it's – she could have been prescribed a vape. Who knows?
You know what, sis? I'm going to tell you something. If they told me crazy every time I freaked out for something that went wrong in my life, I've been crazy about every once a month. See, these guys, the first thing they holler is, oh, what happened was her current girlfriend broke up and everything, and she couldn't handle it.
Then
she hollered mental health.
Her mental health is in college. All that happened to her in college, when she was in college.
It happened to her in the pros, too. It happened to her in the pros also.
She wasn't out for a period of time.
It happened to her in the pros, too, sis.
Wait a minute. Can I finish?
I mean, I was talking, sis. Give me a break.
We were talking together. So I was just trying to figure out, both of us were saying, are we saying the same thing, or... Because I can hear it because both of us was talking at the same time.
Personally, I suffer from mental health every first of the month. the first to the 15th, I ain't myself.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah.
Well, can I say this real quick? Okay, mental health, I can dig that. And that's nothing to be taken light. But to think, though, okay, you got a carry-on thing, then you got to check in. Okay, so while, like I said again, if you're trying to be slick and carry that, put it in your check-in. Well, it's not where they don't check that. Because I done been on a flight where I, you know, took my medicine, my Marlboros with me, and I took it and put it in where it's check luggage. Okay, so, but carry-on, they checking and x-ray and everything. So why would you do that? So,
they don't do that with her stuff regardless. It didn't matter where she put it at. It did not matter. What needed to happen was... Before she got to the airport, she should have discarded all of it. She should have never put it into the airport, period.
No, I
because they got the dog sniff. Hold on, wait, I'm still talking. Hold on. They got the dog. Wait a minute, Ted. Nobody interrupted you when you were talking.
You always do.
So
go ahead,
girl. They got the dog sniffers. They have the dog sniffers that come. You know, the dog sniffers that come and check the packages that's underneath the plane. So people think, oh, I put it in my package underneath the plane. No, that's what the dogs are there for. What she should have did was not have it, period. You would be home right now. Yeah. It wouldn't be no ands or buts about nothing. We wouldn't be trying. We wouldn't even be having this conversation. Hey, she said, "Oh, well, let me double check my stuff. Let me double check all my bags and make sure, because I don't even know if she packed her own bag. So let me do my final pack. Let me do my final pack. Get everything that don't supposed to be in here out of here.
Yeah.
Because it's my life. So I get the, I get the last say." Go ahead.
I think she forgot she was a
Kale.
Woman.
For one,
go ahead, to it.
For one, I initially said that she shouldn't have took it the first time. But then I was saying, if, like you say, she got mental health and all this, I'm saying, I'm giving a benefit of doubt. If you're trying to be slick, true, like you say, true, it may no different. They check the dogs or whatever. But I'm just saying, for me, example, I took some medicine with me, and I took it on my, when they took it in the cargo, okay? And so I'm just saying, she should have been more smarter if she felt that she had to, because she had to feel the need to do it, because she didn't discard it. So she felt that she had to take it somehow. So she should have been a little bit more smarter, but she shouldn't have did it at all, like I stated at first. But if she was going to do it, put it in your luggage where you ain't got to carry it on. I'm just saying, that's all.
Okay.
You know, but if she shouldn't have did it at all.
With all that money, she could have bought another one when she got the
That's what I said at first. Get a whole new cartridge and get a what's the name, if you remember.
On the same token, we got to understand. We have to understand something. In this situation, it would have been best to not bring it at all. We're talking about a country that is at war with every dang old body. We're talking about a situation where you can be, will be, and are being detained because you chose this nonsense over your freedom at the end of the day. You can't have it. So why do you have it? You know what I'm saying? Take that. It's not worth it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Betty Anderson said she knew better, just like the gambler that we were talking about, Calvin Ridley. She knew better, just like he knew better. And they still did it anyway, y'all. They did it anyway.
Privilege. Now we get in the realm of privilege. You know what I mean?
So,
I'm a big time star. I can get away with doing things that you don't.
Yeah.
But what you say, this culture, all these young people are like that nowadays too. Since this COVID thing, it's just a lot of these kids where you got these, they want to rob and snatch and grab, and they just feel privileged, or they just feel like there's no consequences. They can get away and do anything they want to do now.
No, I feel I'm not going to label all of the younger generation as those.
I'm not saying all of them.
Because there's some of them that's not.
I'm not saying all. I didn't say all. But if you look at the crime rate, what's happening with our teenagers, I didn't say all. I'm just saying just some of them. I didn't say all, bro.
Can I say this right quick?
No matter what age you are,
you 50, 40, 20, you have to learn to take accountability and responsibility for what you do. If not, you would never grow with wisdom, knowledge, no understanding.
Yeah.
I couldn't say it any better than what Ron just said. You know, you got to be accountable.
Okay.
But I also want to say, too, we all do little small things that we like, okay, I ain't going to do this. So I ain't going to, you know, I'm not going to pay this right here. And, you know, I wait and pay it next. Sometimes we do little things that we try to get away with. The bigger the money, though, the worse it looks when you, like, up there in her status with the money that she's making. And it's on the news, and you're like, that was crazy. But we've all done some things along our life and our path
that
if we had gotten caught, we had to suffer the consequences.
God.
And do, yes. Are you willing to suffer the consequences? It's the thing.
Right.
That's the question.
Now,
you know,
and
like Ron said, you got to pay the price. There are consequences to everything you do.
Yeah, for real.
That's right.
Ted, what I will say, Ted, and put this on the majority of the young people, they don't care about consequences. They don't think about them. They feel as though I get in, I can get out.
That's right.
But I can make it right. Now, where that attitude came from, I do not know. I couldn't tell you. Because you know, we blame stuff on single parenting and we blame stuff on friends instead of parents and all of that. But in all aspects of parenting, repercussions are taught. You know, repercussions are taught because that child sees that parent go through whatever that situation is where they stepped wrong or did wrong. Why this younger generation has just a blatant disregard for punishment is beyond me. I just don't understand that.
Because it don't take the village no more. The village is gone. The village is gone raising the kids. The village is gone raising everybody. You touch my kid, I'm punching you in the face. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going on. Like, you can't do... Ain't no more big mamas. Ain't no, you know, all that's gone.
And not just that.
All that's gone.
You got to understand. You got to understand one thing. The village start having pedophiles. The village start having child molestation. And things of this nature. On top of the fact that Nana and Pop-Pop are no more. That's why it warms my heart every time my granddaughter says, that's my Pop-Pop. Warms my heart every time. That's right. Because you have a village around you, baby girl. Believe that.
Most of us grew up in neighborhoods. Where everybody in the neighborhood knew us, you know, you couldn't do nothing wrong.
You
couldn't do nothing wrong.
That's the daughter. Yeah. As soon as you walk
you know.
They know about who your father or your mama is.
Boy, you know I know your mama. I'm going to tell.
Yeah.
You better go home.
You better get on home. You better get on home.
Stop
playing around.
Or Miss Jones sitting on that porch. Uh-huh. Don't make me call your mama.
Okay. Oh, hold on, y'all.
I used to get whooped by the neighbor, and they sent me to my parents. I got double butt with them.
How about today is the last day for the franchising of any type of tag in the NFL. Today is the last day for franchising tags. Russell Wilson is going to Denver, you guys. Aaron Rodgers is staying with Green Bay for 4 more years at $200 million. $153 million of that is guaranteed. I just feel like I had to tell y'all those topics real quick before we got up out of here.
Real quick, can I ask you this question, Kim?
Come on, Ted.
I posed a question about Aaron Rodgers because it's been bothering me. I mean, should he be named the MVP, especially after this year, when he didn't, like I said, he didn't take his team farther, and it wasn't that his defense lost it for him. He had control of you know what I mean, his destination. 2 years in a row, he blew it, okay? And then his number doesn't really say the same as Tom Brady. I'm not totally a Tom Brady fan like that, but I just look at the facts and what the number says. Tom Brady was doing everything.
What's your question,
Don't forget, Ted, you got to add the fact that he was one of the people that were caught lying about the COVID test.
Oh, I didn't have to put that in. I was finished.
How can one man be suspended and pay with bail and the other man be held in high esteem as a MVP of the league. Wow. NFL?
Yeah.
I'll drop the ball on that one. Y'all seriously dropped the ball on that one. Because there is no way, no way Aaron Rodgers should be the MVP and Antonio Brown was suspended and had to give money back.
Hey, now we're talking about that. Yeah. Now we're back to the melancholy.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was just going. I didn't want to go that deep. I was talking about as far as him getting MVP. You know, they just give him, he the bad man and this and that. But yet he's been choking for the last 2 years. You know, he's just so arrogant,
right?
And so arrogant and this and that. But yet you ain't prove your worth and stuff. And
well,
then you want to hold your team hostage for this big contract that you got. They might not be able to sign nobody else to give you that help, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Tom Brady been taking less for so long and been winning rings. You only won one in so many years. Come
that
on,
man.
What
Aaron Rodgers is about. See, y'all got Aaron Rodgers peg wrong. Aaron Rodgers, he like to make a lot of noise, like he want to win all them championships.
Right.
He want to be this. He want to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. That's what he really want.
That's
he
right.
want.
Well,
he don't really
right.
care about all that other
he
stuff. He don't
paper.
Care about none of that stuff because if he did care about any of that stuff, he wouldn't have took us through all these ringers, jumping through the hoops and doing all this foolishness that he was doing all this off season and back again with this new season. He wouldn't have did all
mm-hmm.
this fucking foolishness stuff if he didn't want the money. It was all
so
for
how
the
can
money.
Be
and
so
then
great.
Guess what Green Bay
right.
did? Green
yeah.
Bay went on. Wait, Mr. Ted. Wait a minute, y'all. He went on and
that
gave
me.
Him
quit
the
saying
money.
My name.
You keep saying.
Well, I'm going
he
to
keep,
say
they
this.
Wanted
going,
the money. They wanted to give
out.
Him. They wanted him to take the money and just
uh-huh.
go about his business. But what he did was he took us through all his BS only
so,
to say,
mm-hmm.
I'll take the money.
Right.
Come on,
right.
man. That's what it was about. It was about the money.
Exactly. You never had no intentions in leaving Green Bay. You just loved all the attention on yourself.
Yeah.
You loved your like Tom Brady did this offseason. As far as I don't think I'm gonna retire. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think I want to play another year to the point where. Bruce Arians, who was held as or deemed as a magnificent head coach, starting to talk about him because Tom left unhappy. People are actually starting to put Bruce Arians down because Tom left unhappy. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Get out of here, man. When did the NFL become, man, yeah, when did the NFL become Tom's playground? Where has it ever been a situation where you can't say certain things, you can't be a certain way towards certain players, but for other players, it's whatever you want? And listen. That's not a melanin thing, because there are white players in the NFL aren't held on the regard that Tom Brady is. So that's not a melanin thing. That there is just plain and total chaos. That there is plain and total unfair treatment. Get out of here, Tom. I say Tom Brady. We have had enough of you. We have seen all you can do, and we don't want you coming back here.
I kind of
agree. And the league padding your way to another Super Bowl to say Tom has done it again. This year's Super Bowl was so great to me and so enjoyable to me because these are two teams that I've never seen. I can't remember the last time Cincinnati was in a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait. Who else remembers? remember that. No, I remember the.
Was it 88? 1988, was it?
I'm not even sure if he would shuffle
when they was making that run.
If he would, yeah, exactly. But how old is Icky? He ain't shuffling no more.
He's doing his commercials. After baloney, after he get his baloney, he's doing his commercials. Woo!
Yeah. Well, Kale.
Yeah.
I would give the MVP to Tom Brady.
Well, I mean, I can't argue with you on that. If you feel Tom Brady should be the MVP,
you could.
I don't even care for Tom Brady.
I don't really care for Tom Brady, but I would give him the MVP. He had a hell of
a
season.
That's how I felt. That's how I felt. 57 also. I'm not like a fan, but the number speaks for itself. And like you say, Aaron Rodgers lied and did all this, and he just, come on, man. You know, however
like
you feel about
is.
Tom, he went out. His defense let him down. Tom did his thing in the playoffs, but his defense just held. And then also he had less weapons than
be.
Aaron Rodgers.
Guess what, y'all? It was not meant to be. Let's just say that.
Don't blame all these other players.
Don't blame all these other players who put in top-notch work to be in the NFL. Let's not do that. Let's not put it on these other players. It just wasn't meant to be. Tom made his mistake. So we can't just put it on the other players. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah,
Can I say one thing?
Come on, Mr.
Savage.
Okay. I just want y'all to know, it's just some information for everybody. Y'all remember the cicadas from last year? Well, this year,
we're getting a
spider that's about the size of your palm that's going to invade our area this summer. He's going to be big as hell. So if you see him and you're afraid of spiders, he's going to be walking around on your ground, flying around, and they can hang on to your car because for some reason they got something on their skin. They can get on your car and won't blow off. He can take them from place to place. They're getting ready to invade us this summer. It's going to be just like the cicadas. So
I'm just letting
y'all know. They call it the Joro spider. The Joro spider.
Are they poisonous? Are they poisonous?
They can take you away, Kale. That's how big they are. No, they said they're not poisonous, but they'll scare you to death.
I'm serious.
They are big. Hey, Kale, I'm giving you a point of information, man. I'm dropping this on all of Kale's court. I'm telling you the truth.
I'm about to drop something on your ass.
You know? I'm dropping some knowledge on you, man.
Come on,
believe me. I love y'all.
It's your time.
I know you,
we know you do.
Yeah.
Come on, T.
We love you too, 57. All right, you guys. It's that time of the day. It's our Tuesday. It's that time of the day, you guys. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. We love you guys. I mean, we really love you guys, even though we get into our little squabbles. That don't mean nothing because we're going to come back Thursday strong, loving you guys even more. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. I should say Thursday. But it's tomorrow because we're going to love you tomorrow, too. Kale and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday here on Kale's Corner from the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our number here at Kale's Corner is 563-999-3782. Tell a friend. Give them their flowers while they're here. You guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner, on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can log into the internet on blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and follow us there. We love you guys. stay safe, be safe, and tell everybody that you come across how much you love them. Tell, oh, and say a prayer, please, you guys, please. If you don't do nothing else tonight while y'all watching y'all basketball, say a prayer for Reese and Kale tonight. Just leave them in your prayers. Give us 5 minutes of your time. Kale and Reese, we, y'all are in our prayers. We love you. If y'all need anything from us here at Kale's Corner, your other half, we got y'all. Just know that.
Mm.
Kale, it's up to you.
Hey, man, thank you all for that. Thank you guys for the prayer. I'm sorry that we didn't get to do the top five prospects, but we will do it Thursday. We will do it on Thursday. Matter of fact, I'm thinking maybe it should be a Thursday thing. I'm telling you, Kale's Corner just works itself out, y'all. That's how we know it's a good thing. That's how we know it's a good thing because of you all, because of the way we go, because of, like Tree said, every and anyone can say how they feel, and we can chill afterwards. I love that. I love that. So, hey, Thursday, do not forget, we're going to do the NFL top five combine prospects. The NFL top five combine prospects. You guys stay safe. Like Tree said, we never know when it's going to be the last time. Never know. Never know. One thing that I am so happy and proud about is my mother-in-law knew how I felt about her. So with that in mind, Jackie, we love you, and y'all have a great one. We'll get up with y'all Thursday, 5 p.m. Be here. Be the-
You.